Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. Women are going to college in increasing numbers and graduating in increasing numbers. Roughly half of all PhDs are now granted to women. Yet they continue to be underrepresented in senior positions in all parts of American society. Marianne Mason set out to change the work environment for everyone's benefit.
In all the surveys you take of both men and women, they would rather have more time than more pay. And men also are very concerned that they... Lifestyle has become very important to this young generation. Lifestyle means life balance, that work is not everything. And that's very heartening. So the revolution probably will come from the bottom, and it might come just by people voting with their feet and not staying in places that aren't treating them well in a way in which they can balance their lives.
Successful doesn't necessarily mean a fat bank account.
No, by no means.
Successful can be a happy family.
Right. And successful also means feeling good about yourself, that you feel that you're getting the most out of your life that you think you can.
Marianne Mason served as the first woman dean of the graduate division at UC Berkeley. In that position, she led changes which continue to reverberate throughout higher education in America. Dr. Mason is a lawyer, historian, researcher, and author. In 2007, she published Mothers on the Fast Track. Bill Russell and I knew we were in for a mind-expanding conversation when she stopped in for a visit.
Marianne Mason, I had the pleasure not very long ago of seeing a presentation about women of all colors, white and of color, particularly black, in the suffragist movement, women who were working toward the vote. And I was thinking, I was reading Mothers on the Fast Track at about the same time, and I was thinking, let's see, Marianne Mason talks about the generation of which you and I share as pioneers, and yet you look at the suffrage movement and that too is pioneers, and then you can go back to the pioneers who were...
Yes.
This concept of pioneering is a very important one, and it changes over time, doesn't it?
It does, and unfortunately we seem to have to reinvent it every few generations because we lose a lot of the gains we had. Although if you look back, really, from 1848 to the present, all these women's movements have made a serious change. Doesn't mean it's going to last forever, but they've put something institutionally in place that doesn't die, even if the people lose their fervor for it and become more conservative again.
Why do you pick 1848?
That's the Seneca Falls Convention, Elizabeth Cady Stanton. That was where they got property rights for women in New York State.
Well, and one forgets how totally chattel women
yes.
were. We think chattel in terms of slavery.
Yes. Well,
property rights for women meant women were property.
Yes, that's right. In fact, in that era, if a woman had committed a petty crime, for instance, her husband would stand for her. She was not considered to be responsible. Stand trial for her. She was considered to be a responsibility of her husband, but not an independent person in her own right. So we have come a long way, baby, even though we slide back, move forward, slide back. And I actually heard Tom Brucko just last night talking about his new book on the 60s, and I was very surprised to hear him say the most important lasting result from the Civil Rights Revolution was the position of women and how it changed during that time, and it really did.
I was also thinking about the suffragist movement that then results in women in America getting the vote in 1920, that suddenly nothing happened. They get the vote,
yes.
Virtually nothing changes.
Right.
And that same sort of... one step
forward,
a half step back.
That's right.
But it's only a half step back.
It's only half step because they haven't lost the right to vote.
Right. Right. Well, not yet.
Not
we'll
yet.
We'll hope that continues to be the
right.
case. The pioneering nature of the generation of which you are speaking, you again say in Mothers on the Fast Track, you talk about it was our generation's task
yes.
to break through some doors, and the next generation's task to institutionalize those changes.
Yes.
What is that?
Well, our generation really did break through the doors of all these male-dominated professions, particularly these are what I'm addressing in this book, like law and medicine and the corporate world and the PhD world, academic world. And they broke through so that now there's equal participation, certainly in the early levels, in the training period. But unfortunately, they haven't really managed to stay with it all the way through, so we still have very poor representation at the top in all of these fields. And women often because of family demands mostly now, rather than discrimination, leave these positions before they've really had a chance to get going in them, and we don't allow a way back in. So they didn't institutionalize it in the sense that the next step was supposed to be to basically make the family an equal responsibility between men and women, and to have workplaces that reflected family interests and family values, dare I say.
Dare say. It's a very good word. We should just make sure that we instantiate it.
Exactly, and not lose it as we have, because it is a family value for a workplace or the government to say, we treasure our working men and women and their families, and we're going to make life possible for them, as opposed to we're going to make this a rat race so that you're bound to fail if you have a family. And that seems to be the way of business today, and the way of law and the academic world is speed up, not slow down. And the demands are greater even than they were when our pioneering generation came through.
I want to come back to this, I'm sure, but you point out that the, I mean, somewhere in there say that the perfect employee is the employee that puts work ahead of everything
else,
which creates serious challenges that we can come back to.
When we come back, and we'll even talk about what perfect might be. This is the Paula Gordon Show. It's our great pleasure to be with Mary Ann Mason. We hope that you'll be with us when we return in just a moment.